Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio. Yes, it is. We are back in action here on the live show here on Blog Talk. It's your show host, Kim Bullock Hennis, here with a very special guest. I'm so excited because we truly do need to have more empowerment, more productions that have a deep meaning to it. And so today we have Daryl Kador. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you today?
I'm well, Kim. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, just blessed. You know, I'm just really, really looking forward to this show. I know that we actually connected on Facebook, and, you know, what was interesting for my listeners, okay, hands made to hold. Now, how we even started speaking about it was a very disturbing video that was on my wall. You remember that, right, Daryl?
I sure do.
Yes, and it has went viral on Facebook. And, you know, it was a young man that was literally beating his girlfriend in a restaurant and beating her like, I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, it was a crying shame. He should have got arrested on the spot. And so you have a production that you're making that triggered, you know, when you seen that. I know it ignited a flame in you as well, because you reached out to me and you said, you know, Kim, I have a play about this. I'm doing some things, some great things in the community. I definitely wanted to hear your voice and let my listeners, you know, hear more about what you're doing and contributing to society. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And again, I just want to wish you, as well as your listeners, a very, very happy belated Thanksgiving. I trust and pray that everyone enjoyed their holiday. I really do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was great. We didn't do any traveling this year. We just kind of, you know, stayed at the home base and did what we do, you know, cook and eat and got squeezed in some football and just had a good time. So it was a good time.
I know that's right.
Absolutely.
Yes, well, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And so this year, it has went by extremely fast. Those of you who are joining us live on Facebook, you can join us in the chat if you'd like. I have the chat box open. If you have any questions that you would like to share, certainly type them there in the chat box, and I'll give it to our special guest for today. Just truly amazing, though, what you're doing. And this isn't the only production you've done. I know you've written many novels, beautiful, messages that you're sending out to the community. That's why I wanted to have you on the air today, because, you know, I'm very selective with who I have on Brown Sugar Radio, because my tag is making life sweeter, right? So it's important to me that I have guests that bring that type of flavor, you know, into life. And I see you're doing that. Now, I want to talk a lot about your segment in regards to the powerful stage play. Tell us what brought Hands Made to Hold. You know, what was the ambition behind that?
Well, again, as you stated, again, I want to thank you for having me on. But as you stated, Kim, in the video that was posted, it was most disturbing. You kind of touched on some of the deeper points of the video, and I won't, because of the nature of it, I won't go too much into detail. But, yes, that immediately did remind me of the production that we have. And as you say, it's titled Hands Made to Hold. I actually wrote that stage play several years ago, and along with several others that I have. And the play itself was actually inspired by a short story that's included in one of my novels. I have a three-story anthology titled And This Too Shall Pass. And Hands Made to Hold is one of the stories in that body of work. And that body of work kind of is what inspired the stage play as well. There are several different stage plays out and about that have this speak and address that same subject nature. But we have what we wanted to do with our project was something just a little bit different, and we just kind of wanted to make sure that what we were saying in the stage play not only showed the subject nature as is, and it's not, you know, a lot of things that are graphic, so to speak, but we not only did we wanted to show the darker side of domestic violence and such, we definitely want to expose it for the ill that it is. But we also wanted to show that there are, in many instances, there's also a light at the end of the tunnel. So we believe
Amen.
That we've included, we believe that we've included a lot of elements within the stage play that will actually touch almost every emotion, touch almost every one of those inner feelings that we have, and we think it'll be a thrill ride for all parties that partake in it.
You know, that is so beautiful what you are doing, and I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you. You know, I love it when I see people winning, and you're doing something that is truly inspiring women to speak out. Do you know how many women are getting abused, you know? And I don't necessarily even want to say women. I'm sure there's men, too, but it's more likelihood, you know, men are stronger, okay, than women. But, you know, it can work both ways, all right, when we talk about abuse. I don't want to seem biased here. But for the most part, it's usually a man that, you know, is using his strength and overpowering a woman, okay? And so with that said, there's a lot of victims that are silent, afraid to speak out. And what you're doing is, you're putting it out there. You're letting people know that, listen, you know, you got to speak up. You have to say something. Let people know what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And oftentimes, it will take something as, I won't say simple, but it'll take something as plain as just a close family member or friend letting that person, be it male, female, whoever the victim is, it'll take someone close to them to simply let them know that, hey, you're in trouble. You don't see the issues that this gentleman has. You don't see the issues that this young lady has, whoever it is that is the perpetrator. So a lot of times the victim, they are in this situation, and they're essentially just looking for a way to survive within that ordeal, not necessarily try to get out. Sometimes they've compromised, and the situation has reduced them so much to the point, Kim, where they don't necessarily even want a way out of the situation. They just want to find a way to survive within the situation. And that's a prison in and of itself. So a lot of times, absolutely. And a lot of times it just simply requires someone close to them, be it family or friend, just to kind of shake them and let them see that, hey, you don't have to exist in this. You don't have to, this does not have to be the remainder of your days, you know. Sometimes it takes something as much as a person, you know, going to the extreme of making the phone calls, doing whatever it takes to get that person out of that situation. And a lot of lives can be saved, a lot of lives are being saved simply by those who love and care for those victims to do that little extra step just to kind of get them out of their ordeal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, one thing I find that you're doing is amazing. Right now, I want for my loyal listeners to show this young man some love because he's doing some fabulous things, and I want for you to support him. How you can do that? I know he's currently looking for sponsors, all right? And so I would love for you to share with my listeners how we can do that and the different levels of sponsorship, how we can contribute to make a difference.
Well, as you know, within our community, and anytime, you know, you're in a fundraising campaign, every little bit counts. That's not a cliche. That's not just something that's to be said. Every little bit counts. So whatever or whatever that anybody has, you know, anybody that feels that they want to contribute, you know, from a financial point, they want to contribute with in-kind products, you know, they can reach out to us at our website is www.darrellacador.com. That's www.darrellacador.com. You can reach out to us there, or they can contact me direct. They can contact me direct at dacador@aol.com, and I'll be glad to share more information. I'll be glad to kind of, you know, keep them in the loop as to what we're doing, and anything that anybody is able to help out will be greatly appreciated.
Beautiful. Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, because there's a lot of times in life where we miss our opportunity, all right? And so
yes.
I feel like this is the time, you know, where we can come together as one and make a difference, you know, create that change. I believe in, you know, capitalizing on that moment. And so for those of you who, you know, have either experienced it personally yourself or you know a family, friend, loved one that has experienced domestic violence, this is your voice right now and your opportunity to step out on faith and to help contribute and make something happen, be the change that you want to see in the world. Oftentimes we're criticizing, pointing the finger and saying, well, they could have did this and they should have did that. Well, guess what? You have an opportunity right now to make a difference and to change. Now, I also love the fact that you're making this, like I said, a stage play production. Share the cities that you have in mind. Where will you actually, are you like doing it locally? Are you going to travel nationwide? Because I'd love to see this here in Vegas.
Absolutely. And Vegas is definitely one of the cities that are on our target. We want to plan to hit. So keep your eyes open, ears open, Vegas. We're heading that way as soon as possible. We're based here in Hinesville, Maryland, Kim, and this DMV region is very, very supportive of urban theater, of black theater. So naturally, this will be our home base to kind of start and spiral outward. But we've gotten so many requests for this stage play that I can see us pretty much going national within a year of doing our premiere. We're looking to premiere the play in the spring of 2016. We hit a few speed bumps en route to premiering it this year, but I believe that everything works for a reason, and I'm certain that God has a plan and a time and a purpose for things to happen. So we don't see those as setbacks per se, but we see them as God saying, no, not then, right here and now. So we refocus and we're targeting spring of 2016. That being said, yeah, absolutely, Vegas is one of the cities we're looking to travel and do the South, the Carolinas, Georgia, all up and down the East Coast, and essentially we will go wherever demand dictates. You know, if demand dictates, if we go to, you know, North Dakota, here we come, because we have a play that has a message that we feel that needs to be heard by as many as possible. And there are no cities that we will not go to. We will go wherever the demand dictates. But we're definitely looking to go as far, as wide as the audience will determine.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that. That's a good thing, you know. And I do want to, you know, show some love and support you. So, I mean, as soon as you get your tour dates and you know when you're in Vegas, let me know. Because
you know we will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and another, if I can, Kim, another thing that we, employ here at Darley Kittle Productions that I'm really, really, really excited about is that we are open and welcome any and everyone with regards to our auditions and such. We open and welcome anyone and everyone to come out, even if you've never done theater a day in your life. We welcome you to come on out and take part in our auditions because we are really, really high on finding that next crop of actors and actresses. We're really, really excited about opening the door for that next tier of actors and actresses, many of whom are extremely talented. They just don't have the resume. They're extremely gifted.
Yeah.
They just haven't been awarded the opportunity. So we here at Darley Kittle Productions, we throw the rule book out of the window. If you've never done this a day in your life, this is something that you want to do, come on out, you know, because if we see what we're looking for in that person who's never done it before, guess who's going to get a phone call? That individual is going to get a call from us, and we want to bring them in, and we want them, you know, to kind of get acclimated to what we do and how we do. We're a little unorthodox in some of our approaches, but we get the results that we're looking for, and we welcome that with everything that's in us. The cast that we currently have, if I can just, you know, shout out a few names. These are some folks that the industry really, really is going to be surprised with and really excited to see. We have some of the most gifted and talented, undiscovered actors and actresses in our production, such young ladies as Precious Carter, Lakeisha Davis, a young gentleman by the name of Jonathan Medlock. He's one who's never done theater before, and he came in, and we gave him a good look. We said, well, brother, where have you been hiding? Desiree Davis, Miss Chanel Narcissist, Eric Simmons Jr. These are some of the most talented people that I've come across. And part of my surprise is that these folks have not been discovered as of yet. But it's,
wow.
it's definitely a benefit and a blessing to us because we have the opportunity and the privilege to really give these folks the exposure and the stage time that they so deserve. We have a very, very sound a group of additional cast members that we brought on, young ladies such as Nicole Bryce, Alexis Graves, and Stephanie Baker, just to name a few. These groups of individuals as a whole are some of the most gifted and talented folks that I have ever seen, Kim. And we are excited to have them under – absolutely, we are excited to have them under our umbrella. We are excited about what the industry is getting ready to be treated to when they see these individuals do what they do, and we are very excited about where they're going to go as a result. Again, in all of that, we say, I don't care if you've never acted a day in your life. When Daryl A. Cato Productions has an audition, and we have several stage play projects that will be coming online soon, whenever you see an audition notice from Daryl A. Cato Productions, please by all means get there because that could very well be your opportunity.
That's it. Okay, don't miss the boat. This is your opportunity to shine right now, okay? And that's why I said I believe in capitalizing on opportunities. I believe everything happens in God's divine timing, such as this, how we're connecting right now. Now, many of you don't know this. We were actually supposed to air last week, but God has something else better in store. Maybe somebody needs to hear this right now at this moment on December 1st, okay? And that's what I'm believing. So I just know that it's a tremendous amount of work, what you're doing, and I commend you for that. I just appreciate your work ethic and how focused and driven you are. And I know God is going to bless you because you're working diligently and you're doing the work to get the job done. All right. And so it's beautiful. I mean, I'm just truly excited for you. And I just think that, you know, it's so important when you put a message out, let it be something that's powerful and meaningful. And that's what you're doing. Not even, I love the fact that you even had A Good Man is Hard to Find. You know what I'm saying? That just the titles of the books that you're writing or creating and just what you're coming up with is all positive, inspirational, you know, messages that you're putting out there. And so keep doing your thing, brother, because we need that, especially in our community.
Absolutely.
We really do.
And first and foremost, I have to give all praise and honor to God for being the one who pulled me out of the direction that I was going and said, son, I got something here that I think you're going to enjoy a bit more. Myself, I was employed as a maintenance engineer, and at the time that God tapped on my door, I was working toward, you know, excelling in that area, excelling in that field per se, and God just gave me an inspiration to just to write. Essentially, if I can share this with a little bit of my background, back during the Y2K scare, 1999, computer companies and just companies in general were discarding a lot of their functioning PCs for fear of the Y2K crash. And the place where I worked, they were throwing dozens of them out on the loading dock. And I talked to my supervisor, asked, you know, is it okay if I take home one or two? He said, Daryl, you can have all of them because come midnight 2000, they're going to crash. They're going to be junk. This was around May of 99. I said, okay, no problem. My purpose then at that time, Ken, was to have computers and things set up in and around the home, which we did not have, for the children, for our children to get, you know, a little bit more computer savvy, a little more, bit more acclimated. Myself, at the time, I wasn't computer savvy at all. So in setting up the computers around the home, my wife said, you know, Daryl, I wish we would have had computers when we were coming up, speaking of herself. She said, because these would have been great for me to have when we had those short story homework assignments. And the minute she said short story, something started to click. And I just kind of, you know, thought that that would be something, you know, kind of fun to do, something creative, but never anything that I even viewed as a hobby. So, I started, you know, doing a little hunting and pecking, as they say, and I didn't realize that at the same time I was teaching myself how to type. And I started, you know, banging out a few little short stories. And I just put them off to the shelf, you know, thought nothing of it. And then one day my wife's doing some cleaning, and she comes across it. And she starts reading them, and she said, Daryl, these are great. She said, the only thing you just need to do is just kind of extend the storyline just a little bit more, but these are phenomenal. And the very next story that I was writing ended up becoming the manuscript for my first novel, When
Look
Seasons
at God.
Change.
See?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
I had no intention whatsoever on even making a career in writing. To be totally honest with you, my ignorance was such that I only thought that women read. I wasn't even reading at the time. If it wasn't work-related or the sports page, I wasn't even Sports Illustrated. I wasn't even reading because I had no interest. You know, and God says, I'm going to take one that is so far beyond the realm and insert him right in the middle, and I'm going to do great things through him. So, you know, I can't take any of the credit. I'm a benefactor of it. I'm one who benefits from it, but I can't take the credit from it. God knew exactly what he was doing when he did it, and I can't thank him enough for what he's doing.
That's it. All right. He's using you as a vessel. You know, that's funny because I often think about the quote that says, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And
yes,
it's so amazing. You feel me, huh? And it's, I mean, just mind-blowing when you think about people that have maybe studied for years, even went to go get, you know, master's degrees or all these kind of things, and if they're in an area where they weren't truly anointed to do, they won't prosper in that. But you can take a person that doesn't have a day of experience, but they were, you know, walking in their divine alignment with God, and that's what they were called to do, and things that have taken men years to accomplish, they're going to accomplish in days or weeks or months because that's their divine-given purpose. And that's how I feel about you right now. And so it's just amazing what you're doing because this is what you were called to do. And at the time, you didn't realize it until God had, you know, said, okay, I need you now, Daryl. I had you go through this, this, and this so you can be here because I'm going to need you to minister and help to heal, you know, broken relationships or, you know, whatever may be the case in regards to the messages that he's sending you. So it's just amazing. You just keep doing what you do, all right?
I appreciate it.
Awesome.
I really, really do. I really do. Again,
any special events that you have coming up that you'd love to share with my listeners in regards to, you know, any book signings or any type of anything you'd love to promote at this time?
Well, at the present, yeah, we're fine-tuning our stage play right now, Hands Made to Hold. Again, we did a reset, but we're fine-tuning now for in preparation for a March or spring 2016 premiere. From there, we're looking to kind of spiral outward. We have a ton of interest in it, but I'm sure a lot of that will ramp up once, you know, certain parties see the production for itself, but there's definitely a lot of interest in that. And in saying that, there's also a poem that I've been sharing on Facebook titled A Black Woman's Worth. And that particular poem, I believe I wrote that in 2005, that particular poem also inspired a stage play, you know, written by yours truly, sharing the same name. And I kind of make mention of that in the little, you know, writing aspect or the intro aspect of the poem itself as I've been sharing it. And, Kim, I tell you, I have been overwhelmed with the responses, not only to the poem, but also to when are you guys going to do the stage play. So there is a tremendous demand growing, even as we speak, for that stage play project, which we've all, elected to premiere that as the second project after Hands Made to Hold. Had another project that I wanted to move on, but demand has grown to the point so much for our Black Woman's Work that we're going to have to reshuffle and actually go and begin going to pre-production for that stage play as soon as possible. So we're really excited about where we are right now. We're excited about how God is lining up the chips in our favor, and the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's funny. I was just going to ask you about that in regards to A Black Woman's Worth. Tell us a little bit in regards to about the poem. I don't know if you're able to, you know, share a little bit with us right now live on the air. If not, I know we wasn't planning that. But, you know, I just believe somebody needs to hear more about that. You know, so a loyal listener that's listening right now.
Yeah, the poem itself, and this was, I guess, about 04, 05, somewhere about. And that the inspiration came from a, I believe it's either Essence or Upscale magazine, maybe even Ebony. But Jill Scott was on the cover, and I love Jill Scott beyond infinity.
So
anything
too,
with Jill Scott
too.
On it, you
that's
can count
girl.
Me in.
Yeah.
And they had an interview of her in the magazine. But another article within the magazine was titled "Do Black Men Want Us?" And it was making reference to interracial marriages and dating and such, and that how African-American women are oftentimes on the outskirts of that with regards to black men. And that article, it bothered me so much that I felt that somebody, somewhere, something needs to happen to express to our sisters that, yes, we black men do love you and we do need you. And before I knew it, I don't know how far after, how long after reading that article, that the words began to flow. And I started writing, and before I knew it, I had, you know, first one or two lines, and before I knew it, I had the entire poem. So I did some fine-tuning on the poem, and I just said, I'm going to share it. You know, I'm not even asking, you know, anyone to give any response to it. I just want to, whoever reads it, I just want that poem to be, if nothing else, to be an ode to black women everywhere. That even if Darrell A. Cator, we know that he's not, but even if Darrell A. Cator is the only black man that loves black women, then I want some sister out there to know that. And with the obviously with the advent of social media and the internet, we can get that information out as far and wide as possible in the blink of an eye. So my mission and my goal was to have over 1 million black women to read that poem and to take away from it what the writer intended. And I had no idea as to what the response would be to that because, again, I wasn't even looking for a response. I just wanted my sisters to know that there is somebody out here, black man, that loves you and that we need you. And that poem, sisters, for all you, all of the listeners, that poem is speaking directly to you. That poem is speaking directly to what I and many of us as black men see in you. And how many of us as black men, how much we need you. We can't go any further than we're going to go without you. That's a given. And whether we express it or not, it needs to be said, it needs to be communicated. And I just wanted to do my part with that poem and that play to let our black women everywhere know that, oh, yes, we do. Not only do we love you, but we need you. And, I'll be glad to share that poem with anyone that asks. You know, I can send it directly to them. I can send it to the Facebook page. However, they post it on the website.
Can you do I was getting ready to ask you, can you do me a favor and post it on my Brown Sugar Radio fan page on Facebook?
I'll do that this evening.
All right. I would love that. And so, you know, definitely make sure, all right, when you check it out, I want for you to comment on it. And for those of you who are listening, share, you know, how that poem has inspired your life. Because I know it's deep. I know God's already told me it's deep just because of the mission you have behind it. I haven't even read it yet, but I already know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny because I was just going to ask about it, and you mentioned it. So I was like, you know, wow, God is already lining this interview up.
That's the divine purpose right there.
Come on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just in regards to as a black woman myself and having daughters, you know, I think that what you are doing speaks major volumes to our community, you know, and not just necessarily as a black woman, a woman, period, but especially because I am a black woman, I can relate. And I know that self-love is important. However, when you have a man that values you and knows your worth, okay, it just resonates in your spirit. You know, and it does something to that woman. It's like an infectious, you know, love or connection that you have, but that power that you have between one another that only God can give you. And so if you know what you got, brothers at home, appreciate it, and vice versa. Ladies, if you know what you got at home, appreciate it, because a good man is hard to find, a good woman is hard to find, you know, and so appreciate it, love it, you know, and that's what I'm looking at. And so I see that you had, you know, just in regards to the books and things that you've done. And I'm sorry, I misquoted that. It was a good woman. It's hard to find, is it?
Yeah.
And so, I said good man. I was just so excited. But, you know, I was like, wait a minute, I just misquoted it. So I'm going to correct myself live on air. It's a good woman.
That's
it's hard
all right.
to find. Yeah, a good woman is hard to find. And definitely, you know, he just embodies, you know, the importance of cherishing what you have and knowing who you are. Okay?
Yeah,
and so,
that's
it right there. So, Darrell, we only have about a minute remaining. And like I said, I just am just so blessed and honored to have you here as a special guest. In the last few minutes we have, I'd love for you to share how my listeners can get in touch. What are your social networks where they can follow you at and support?
Okay, yes, you are. And again, I thank you so much, Kim, for having me on, and the pleasure was all mine. I received the accolades and the greetings and such, but the pleasure truly was all mine. Your listeners, yeah, they can reach me on Facebook at Darrell Kador, simply Darrell Kador, D-A-R-E-L-L-C-A-B-O-R. You can reach me on my website at www.darrellakador.com, and you can reach me. They can reach me direct at Darrell A K. I'm sorry, D-A-C-A-B-O-R at AOL.com. That's D-A-C-A-B-O-R at AOL.com. Feel free to dial me up direct. I have no problem with it.
All right, so y'all heard it here live on Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure y'all show this brother some love, support him. Let's come together. And for those of you who want to make a contribution, you can do that at the email. I'm sure get some more information on how you can sponsor and support a positive movement here, especially, like I said, in the black community. So I would love to follow you, and in the next 5-6 months, let me know what's happening. You are always welcome to come back live here on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, Darrell?
All right, I appreciate it. And I thank you again. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that make sure, like I said, please follow him, tweet him, whatever you got to do. Get in touch with Darrell because he's making some great things happen here live on Brown Sugar Radio. What a blessing it is to collaborate and to work with someone of his stature, you know, just has a huge mind, and God is anointing him to do some great things. So stay tuned, because I know that brother is about to blow up. Some great things are happening for his year, 2016. All right, well, we got to get ready to go, but definitely you know where you can follow me. Those of you who are new to Brown Sugar Radio, please show some love and follow me on my social networks. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A, Radio. All right, making life sweeter. Well, we're going to end for this time, but we'll be back in action next week. We're going to go ahead and exit. Thank you so much for joining Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Why hire a graphic designer? No. See, the true question should be, why not hire a graphic designer? Gain that professional touch and step your game up, because image is everything. Book graphicdesignerforhire.com for your no-obligation designing quote. That's graphicdesigner4hire.com. Looking for the latest, hottest styles for your hair? Well, check out For You Too Salon and ask for Daphne. She specializes in weaves, colors, cuts, relaxers, braids, and more. Call 702-504-9956. That's 702-504-9956. Because you're a queen, book with Hair by Daphne.